This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Important comments this morning from a man in the middle of so much of the controversy surrounding Baltimore. Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts tells CNN that he was surprised by the charges brought against the officers.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, May 6, 2015. Today, Mr. Dorner, is the first birthday of Lalibela Joyner.
That's right.
Of six Baltimore police officers charged in last month's death of Freddie Gray argues in a court filing that the knife found in the suspect's pocket after his arrest was illegal. Contrary to what the prosecutor has stated, attorneys want Maryland State's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, to show them the knife that resulted in Officer Edward Nero being charged Friday with second-degree assault, misconduct in office, and false imprisonment. Ms. Mosby stated that he was charged because the knife confiscated from Gray was legal under state law, so the arrest itself was illegal.
And what about him not being handcuffed in the long ride?
The arrest report stated that he was carrying a spring-assisted, one-hand-operated knife. So, and this doesn't even go into all of that, Jay, as far as the transfer was concerned. This is why he was arrested in the first place, and this, which led to ultimately to his death. And so this is going to go on. I don't see this starting, this case coming to court in full anytime soon. A lot of people have said it could go all the way through this year and into next year, or all the way through next year before this case sees the light of day in a courtroom.
But at least We're getting information about the evidence that's been presented.
We are.
So we're not in the dark.
No, it's full disclosure.
Evidence doesn't have anything to do with the treatment that he got. You know what I'm saying? He got arrested for having an illegal knife because they also have this code that you might beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride. And that ride that they do is to punish you in some way before you get to the jailhouse.
To the jailhouse. Mm.
Go to court, whatever. You know. Yeah. Locked up or whatever.
No, but you're absolutely right. And so there's a lot of conversation. And speaking of conversation, last night Roland Martin hosted a town hall meeting and talking about all of these issues that are going on. And those are other things that are going to be talked about for a very long time as to what is going on in the city of Baltimore. In the near future, Sunday afternoon, Prince will be holding a concert for peace in Baltimore. The tickets go on sale. Tickets go on sale at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
How much are they?
And I'm checking on that. I'm going to see how much that's going to cost us.
Because the tickets in the other places where he's held concerts.
They're pretty pricey, huh?
Ooh, yeah. Real pricey.
And so, but
and the scalpers buy up all the tickets first.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. And that's going to be one of those that's going to go very fast, obviously.
Yeah. In Detroit, it sold out in minutes.
Yeah.
And then when you wanted to buy a ticket, you had to go through the scalpers.
The scalpers'
prices were off the hook, but it was still sold out.
Yeah, and this is going to be at the Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore on Sunday afternoon. Wells Fargo Bank in trouble again. Employees driven by strict sales pressures issued unwanted credit cards, opened unauthorized accounts that charge customers fees and damage their credit, according to a lawsuit filed yesterday by the city of Los Angeles. The complaint filed contends that the largest California-based bank violated state and federal laws by misusing confidential information and failing to notify customers when personal information was breached, according to the attorney. And they say, in a push for growth, Wells Fargo often elevated its profits over the legal rights of others.
Did they settle with the predatory lending?
That's still a case that a lot of people are talking about in terms of Wells Fargo and their history with their customers. And those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.